And we're returning to the French parliamentary elections. The people have spoken, but what have they said? The country is facing a hung parliament and political turmoil, with no one party able to form a government. The three blocs of left, centre and right have emerged with large shares of the vote, but no absolute majority. The far-right National Rally, which dominated the first round a week ago, came in third place, and its leader, Marine Le Pen, said the quagmire she had predicted had come to pass.
France will be totally blocked with three groups that have more or less the same influence in the National Assembly. We're losing one more year of unregulated immigration, one more year of losing purchasing power, one more year of the blowing up of insecurity in our country. But if we need to go through that, then we'll go through that.
The new Popular Front won the most seats. Emmanuel Macron's centrist coalition came second, and Prime Minister Gabriel Attal announced his intention to resign.
Dès le début de cette campagne, j'ai alerté sur trois risques.
From the start of this campaign, I've been alerted of three risks. The risk of an absolute majority dominated by France Unbowed, the risk of an absolute majority dominated by the National Rally, and the risk of disappearance for the movement that represents our ideas and our values. Today, these three risks have been eliminated by the French. Tonight, no absolute majority can be driven by the extremes.
So, what now for France? Catherine Gagliardi is a Paris-based journalist who joins me now. Good morning, Catherine. Thank you for joining us. The National Rally scored big in the Europeans, big wins in the first round of these parliamentary elections. This pact by the centrists and the left has denied National Rally, or is that how you would see it?
Well, this is how the electorate of the National Rally sees it. Indeed, 93% of the French cities in the European elections only 1 month ago gave a majority to the National Front. As you said, a week ago for the first round of the general elections in France, it was expected, or it could have brought to a majority, an absolute majority for this far-right party. But in the meantime, between the two rounds, the second round being yesterday, 220 elections, local elections, were changed because one candidate decided to withdraw because his party or her party, being either the centre party, either the left-wing party, said withdraw to make sure that no candidate from the far-right party makes it to the parliament. So indeed, the far-right has incredibly increased the number of its MPs in the French parliament with 145 or 50 MPs. It was 90 before. So it is a clear rise of the far right in France for many years now. But it is true that with the withdrawal of the candidate and what those parties called the Republican Front has once again made it impossible for a far-right candidate, far-right candidates to win, like in the presidential elections several times in France now.
So, you know, have the French people said no to the far-right, but also no to Macron?
Both, you're right. Emmanuel Macron decided to dissolute the National Assembly a month ago because of the European elections, where the far right, as I said, won with a third of the electorate voting for it. But he failed. He thought that his centrist party would gain. It's a right-wing and centrist party would gain a majority, which it didn't have before either in the previous parliament, but they lost. They have less MPs today in the centre, and the winner, and the unexpected winner, even though you said it, no one has an absolute majority in the French parliament, is the left-wing, which has managed for the first time in many years to unite from the Communist Party, the France Insoumise, to the Socialist Party, centrist left, which has more MPs than than before, and for many years, actually. So let's see what happens now. The prime minister is resigning, but the president will probably refuse his resignation for a few weeks in order to understand who will actually lead the country and how coalitions can be made. Let's see, this is a historical situation for France. It has never happened that we have a parliament in which there is no clear absolute majority, like in many other countries, actually. So European countries, at least. Let's see what happens.
Is there any unity in this new Popular Front in anything other than opposition to National Rally?
Oh, yes, they have a very clear program that they all signed and said, we will do that. The problem is they only have 200 MPs and you need 289 MPs to have an absolute majority. So it means nearly more than 100 MPs have to find somewhere else. So they could come from Macron's party, where some of the MPs were from the left before, but it's not going to be easy. For indeed, we have a center left and center right who will probably lead the country, but it's going to be quite difficult. And now the parliament cannot be dissolved once again for another year. So that's why Marine Le Pen said that, as your listeners heard. She said another year waiting to come in power, because now for a year, one MP actually said, we have to be adults now, meaning we have to dialogue and find agreements. And this is very unusual for French politics.
Lots of horse trading to come. Catherine Gagliardi, thank you very much for joining us on Morning Ireland.